Texas A&M's EnMed, all about medicine, engineering, and innovation, plus meeting a need in society. Welcome to the 170th episode of Admissions Straight Talk, the podcast dedicated to graduate admissions and helping you approach your application process thoughtfully and successfully. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. My mission and passion is to help you get to that delightful instant when you can high-five the person next to you and shout, "Yes, I'm in!" And not only in, but in at the best program for you. I recently learned about a new MD-MS program in engineering to be offered by Texas A&M University's College of Medicine and College of Engineering in conjunction with Houston Methodist Hospital. The program, EnMed, aims to teach physicians how to design technology to solve complex problems in medicine. I looked into EnMed more, and it sounds just fascinating. We're going to learn much more about it today from Dr. M. Catherine Banks, Vice Chancellor for Engineering for the Texas A&M University System and Dean of the Dwight Look College of Engineering at Texas A&M University. Dr. Banks has had a very distinguished career in academia. Today, as Vice Chancellor, she oversees the coordination and collaboration among the engineering, academic, and research programs at 7 universities throughout the A&M system. As Dean of the Dwight Look College of Engineering, she leads one of the largest engineering schools in the country with more than 16,900 students and 500 faculty. Despite those commitments, she has generously agreed to share her knowledge of EnMed with you and me today. Dr. Banks, thanks for joining me on Admissions Straight Talk.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Given what looks like your grueling schedule, I really and truly appreciate you taking the time. What is Texas A&M's EnMed program? Is it a master's in engineering for doctors, a medical degree for engineers, or what?
It is an integrated program. Okay. Often we think of engineering education in a traditional sense. However, as we move forward toward a healthcare that's more efficient and effective, I believe that transformation of healthcare will come through technology development. So as we use new technology in the healthcare market, certainly in hospitals, for patient care, most healthcare providers believe that technology will be an important component of the healthcare of the future. We do not have an educational program at this point that truly integrates the aspects and the design of technology into a medical education program. So we decided it was time to do so.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I have a relative who did his undergrad in engineering and then went on and became an MD. And he is today very high up in one of the largest HMOs in the country, probably in the world, in the administrative role. And what he did is basically he used approaches and processes that he learned as an undergrad and applied them to preventive medicine. I mean, I think when most people think of technology and medicine, they think of robotics, they think of biotech. And he applied it very much to clinical medical practice. Now, is EnMed going to be, you know, more biotech, robotics, or and kind of using systems approaches to improve and reduce the cost of clinical medicine, or is it going to focus on one of those areas?
All of the above. Okay. I agree with you that many people think of new devices when they consider the use of technology in medicine, but you're absolutely right. Processes, systems are also extremely important. So truly, I believe that these students will be focusing on innovation in healthcare rather than just development of devices. When you think about innovation, innovation is born from a problem in many ways. So we believe that the physicians, the students, both the physician instructors as well as the students themselves, would have many ideas of how to improve healthcare or healthcare delivery while they're studying the concepts associated with clinical care. So in this new program, in this new educational program, the student would be able to move effortlessly from the bedside to a makerspace, which would allow them either to develop technology or develop devices or actually develop software that would allow for improved health care in many ways. And also, at that point, be able to talk to somebody in technology and commercialization, an office of technology and commercialization that would be there in the educational environment. So we believe that allowing the healthcare providers to come up with the ideas, to invent the new approaches, and then to move those new ideas and approaches into the marketplace will significantly shorten the time between the laboratory to the marketplace. So it not only will allow these students to learn more about application of their ideas, but also would allow for healthcare inventions to move more quickly forward to impact the public.
Well, that's fascinating. Okay, I'll tell you what, before we get into some of the details that you just mentioned, I think it's going to be really important. Can you just give us an overview of the NMED program structure? How does it differ from the Texas A&M Medical School curriculum? Because I believe everybody in the program has to be enrolled in the medical school. Is that correct?
Correct. We've decided that you must have an engineering undergraduate degree or computer science degree to be accepted into this program.
Okay.
The reason for that is that we want the students to have a foundation of engineering and design knowledge. We don't want to begin educating our medical students by an engineering degree approach. So they come into the program with this basis of knowledge. Then you would work through your medical school program, but the medical school curriculum will be very different.
Really?
It will be an integrated curriculum. So we will be teaching and meeting the learning objectives just as we have in the past in the medical school, but we will teach those ideas using a foundation of engineering education. So, for example, teaching physiology in ways that would perhaps link with pressure and valves and other types of concepts that would be based in mathematics rather than just biology. So it's linking biology in new ways with mathematics, and we feel that this will be very important for these students as they move forward and through invention and innovation.
And they're going to be about 50 people in the program, right?
Yes, that's correct. 50 a year.
Got it. Now, you mentioned this a minute ago, that they're also going to have the commercialization opportunities available as part of the program. What is the entrepreneurial aspect of the program?
We believe that the entrepreneurial aspect is extremely important for the program and is a unique feature of the NMED program. So we believe that it is important to understand engineering concepts, but critically important to engineering education is the ideas associated with entrepreneurship and innovation. So for us to move healthcare into the future, as I mentioned before, I do believe technology development will be a major component of that. And who better to come up with the ideas and the approaches than those who are actually working in healthcare? So we believe that if we link the entrepreneurship innovation aspect to the medical education and the foundation in engineering, that this type of perfect storm will be where the new ideas and new approaches and the applications will arise. So allowing that to all be integrated into one educational program will, I believe, result in new ideas that we can't even imagine
right
today.
So will the students in NMED, let's say, also take courses in business, or will they take courses in, you know, raising venture capital or choosing partners that will have the business know-how? I mean, you know, there is a meme out there that doctors are notoriously poor business people.
Yes, it actually will be part of it. We're developing the curriculum now for the entrepreneurship component of the NMED program, and we will be linking with the business school and some of the ideas that we are addressing, I believe, in those courses. But also, these students will not be working in isolation. Mm-hmm. We believe that it's important to bring in students from the business school, students, perhaps PhD students in engineering, mm-hmm. To work with these students. Nurses, so I'm very interested in how do we engage nursing in the development of new technology. Obviously, sure. The nurses use technology daily and may have some really interesting ideas on applications and new approaches to benefit the patients. So we see not only this program involving the 50 students a year who are enrolled, but we also see a connection with everyone linked with healthcare and can come up with across with new ideas and approaches.
It really is fascinating. Now, the website, the Texas NMED site, describes one component of NMED as, and I'm quoting here, an innovative translational research program in medical technology at Houston Methodist Research Institute. What does translational mean in this context?
We believe that it really is the concept of moving ideas from a laboratory setting or even a clinical setting into either a marketplace or an application in some way. Oftentimes, you have researchers working in laboratories in isolation. Mm-hmm. And there are times where you might have a physician contact a researcher to develop an idea. Mm-hmm. What often happens is the engineer or the scientist is in the laboratory. He or she develops an idea. The physician connects at a later time after the invention has already been developed. At that time, the physician would try or provide comments on the potential application for the new invention and then go back to the engineer or the scientist and talk about modifications. So if we can have this educational program where the engineers are the physicians or the physicians work more closely with engineers, then the translation itself occurs over a much shorter period of time.
Much shorter distance,
and actually,
too.
Yes, exactly. And actually, innovation is better if it is developed with the application in mind. We have a program here at Texas A&M for our engineering students that mm-hmm. we call Aggie Invents. And it's a very interesting program in the sense that we oftentimes with entrepreneurial programs, you start by talking with companies, with industry, with those who would develop the market for a particular product. In this case, in this entrepreneurial activity for our students, undergraduate students, but we also engage students from the medical school as well as the business school, the students are first discuss the ideas with the users. And so they'll bring in physicians or firefighters or police officers and talk about what do you need? What do you need in the field? What type of innovation invention would benefit you as you were helping people in your own practice? And that is a really remarkable change. And so then after they talk with the users, then they start talking about developing new technologies. And at that point, they discuss the ideas with industry. I think this is the same concept. We're attempting to think about the application first rather than just the market. And by doing that, then we will develop better products. And using NMED to create the new professional, I call them physicianeers, but these are individuals who can think more broadly about technology application. We believe that this will catalyze the future of healthcare and certainly the future of technology use in healthcare.
It almost sounds like you're going to have people who are multilingual.
Yes.
Your graduates are going to be multilingual. They're going to speak the language of clinical medicine. They're going to speak the language of engineering. And they may also speak the language of entrepreneurship.
Yes, and they may truly have to interpreters of the technology and the use in medicine. And science. So we do see these individual students as not just an individual who would work in a company, but individuals, professionals that will bridge the discussion and bridge the gap between medicine and engineering and business practice. So you're right.
The site says that all grads of NMED will invent something. Like what? What do you see coming out of the program? I mean, you've talked in general terms, but can you give an example?
Well, certainly robotics, orthopedics, robotics and surgery is a strong area. The use of manufacturing techniques such as bioprinting, when we're talking about bioprinting of tissue as well as organs. That would be an example. I'm very interested in the use of artificial intelligence in medicine, and how do we support physicians as they're making critical decisions, perhaps in an environment of stress, where they have stress or they're weary, they're fatigued. Also areas such as more efficient systems for healthcare. For example, how our healthcare records are shared between different hospitals or our healthcare facilities. How nurses monitor patients either in ICU or at home after surgery or critical care. These are just some examples that I can think of now, but there are so many. And I'm sure there will be better examples coming from our students as they address both the issues in healthcare as well as the innovation in the makerspace in the laboratory.
I should come back in a couple of years, and then I'm sure you'll have some very good stories for me. I will come back.
Yes.
I will come back in a couple of years for sure.
And I will allow the students to tell you the stories, because I think we are going to be admitting remarkable students, and we will be very surprised and pleased at the results in a few years.
Okay, it's a deal. Now, getting back to today though, how does one get accepted to the NMed program? And I understand you have, obviously, there's an MD program, but in addition, it's an MS or PhD. How does one get accepted?
So there is a website that provides all the information about applying to the program that's online now. It's nmed.tamu.edu. On that website, you'll be able to read all the information about how to apply. What are the requirements? We will have not only the traditional requirements for medical school, but also a few additional pieces of information that we'll need from the student. For example, to provide information about why you want to be a physician here, as we say, why you think this program is for you. And also, we would like to have more reference letters or more information from either professors that you've had or individuals you've worked with in the engineering or technology development field.
Okay.
And we will, this program also, I should state, could be either for an MS, as you mentioned, an ME or a PhD. So you could receive either an MS, which is a little more basic science focus, but also an ME, which is a Master's of Engineering. And we anticipate the ME degree will be focused on entrepreneurship, development of new ideas into usable products, and also the PhD, which, as you can imagine, is much more in-depth into the basic science area.
It probably requires some original research, I would assume.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you anticipate NMed grads doing? I mean, are they going to... Do you see them starting their own non-clinical business ventures or inventing things alongside their clinical practices or working for biotech companies or other healthcare entities? Or is that another all of the above? I mean, how would you, where do you see them going?
Well, certainly those are wonderful options. I do believe that our students will pursue those types of professional opportunities. But I also would say that these students will be physicians, and they will be certainly licensed physicians. And so perhaps some of them would choose to work in a local hospital, but they would have the background and the knowledge base to work at, really in any field of healthcare at this point, because you can evaluate every field of healthcare, and there is a critical technology component, whether you're talking about small hospitals, large hospitals, if you're talking about industry itself, if you're talking about even a physician's private practice, there's an aspect of technology and that would need to be improved and developed. So I would say that the world is open. The world of physician-ear placement would be really dependent on the marketplace, and I believe that it will strongly support the development of this new type of professional.
All right. Some universities have incubators and actually provide support for students at the university who are more entrepreneurially inclined. Does Texas A&M have anything like that? Would NMED students be eligible to benefit from it?
Oh, absolutely. And I would say that we will have something on site in Houston as well. Okay. We have some opportunities here. We have something we call an Engineering Design Center. Again, I mentioned the Aggie and Vince. We have a number of different programs for entrepreneurial competitions. And so we anticipate doing a similar approach in Houston. And this program will be in Houston. It is associated with the Houston Methodist and the Research Institute. So we anticipate having significant space. I think at this point we're planning over 75,000 square feet initially just for the program. We have plans to hire 30 new faculty down there relatively quickly.
Wow.
And we feel that we want to move quickly toward developing and establishing this program. We are very fortunate to have Houston Methodist as a partner. I don't believe this would have happened without that partnership. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about moving forward quickly.
And the first class in NMED, would that be the class entering in 2017?
Correct, yes, yes. There will be, we will continue to improve the curriculum and develop the curriculum. So sure. We're starting at that point. We will probably be doing do some testing, some models for some of the educational programs as we move along. But yes, fall of 17.
And the NMED program, it's a four-year program, or is it a five-year program because of the engineering component?
Well, it really depends on the type of project or thesis or dissertation option.
I was asking mainly about the master's options, I'm sure.
Oh, the master's option. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the master's option, we believe that it would be possible to complete an ME and an MD degree in 4 years, and perhaps even an MS. It mm-hmm. depends on how we integrate the educational curriculum. So if we have room and time for the medical students, for the MMed students to participate in activities outside of the traditional medical curriculum, then I believe we can shorten it and to allow the student to graduate with both in 4 years. Now, it could take five. It depends on the student, of course. But I would anticipate 4 to 5, there could be a range.
That's kind of still to be determined. You'll see how students do, and I guess leave a little bit up to them on that one. Okay. What would you have liked me to have asked you that I haven't asked about the NMED program?
Well, I think that what's very important with regard to the program that we just need to remember is that we're meeting a need. We're meeting a need in the marketplace. We're meeting a need in the profession for students that are trained in a different way. So this is not an idea that was created just with academics sitting in a room shaking and scratching our heads about issues that we should address. We had individuals who approached us about training or educating students in a new way where the physicians can and should have training background and certainly the skills to apply technology in new ways. So I feel very very strongly that we are providing a service. We are providing a service to the nation, a service to the profession by educating students such as these in a new and unique approach.
Well, it sounds to me like you are therefore taking your own medicine, in that you said earlier in the call that you're going to train students to respond to needs of clinicians, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you've identified a need and you're responding to it by developing this program. I don't know if
yes, absolutely.
That was your intention, but that's what occurs to me, you know, as we're talking here. What advice would you have for a rising junior, somebody about to or who just started their junior year in college? They hear this podcast and they're interested in the NMED program. And yes, they'll visit the website and we're going to link to it from exhibit.com/170. What advice would you have for that current junior starting his or her junior year, planning to apply to medical school in spring, summer 2017, and they hear this podcast and they say, this has my name on it. In addition to applying and fulfilling the requirements, what would you like to see that potential applicant do or potential NMed student do?
So, of course, contacting one of our advisors would be beneficial, and certainly it's critically important that the student realize in their junior year that they must take the required courses for medical school that would include biology and chemistry. Those mm-hmm. courses may not necessarily be in an educational program. But also what I would suggest is these students practice thinking outside the box, that they just don't focus on the education, the classroom, but they think about how they can apply the ideas that they've learned through their traditional foundational educational program to change the world, to change the way we treat people, to change the way that we help people through new technology and healthcare. So not only do well in your classes, take the required, complete the required coursework, but also start thinking in a new way. Think about how that you can impact the world of healthcare.
I guess how when you see a problem, think about a solution.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, that is a new way of thinking, as opposed to just putting up with the problem and moving on.
And again, focus on. Too much focus on just the coursework, but also take a break.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Banks, this has been absolutely fascinating. Thank you for being so generous with your time and your insight. Now, you had mentioned, I'm going to ask you to give again the URL where listeners can learn more about Texas A&M's NMed.
The website is NMed, NMED.TAMU.edu.
Okay, great.
And it's been a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Thank you. We'll include links in the show notes at exhibit.com/170 to the NMed site. Listeners, thank you too for joining us for our 170th episode. If you found this show helpful, can I ask a favor? Tell your friends. I can tell many of you have done so because downloads have been soaring and we recently crossed 150,000 total downloads for Admission Straight Talk. But so thank you for your support. But again, please feel free to tell your friends. There's more people are welcome to listen in. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Accepted, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again next week.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.